Welcome. This is Scalping Pearl. It's October 14th, 2018. Boundaries. We all have to have boundaries. And boundaries are set by the Lord God Almighty. I have had for the last, actually, month a vision. Oh, my goodness. Like 4 or 5 times of the Sierra Nevada mountains. First, it was just Tuolumne County, a huge canyon coming down, and these words were coming down the mountain canyon saying, foreclosure. I then saw it over the city, of Sonora and the whole county area. Then it began to extend. The next time in prayer and intercession, I saw foreclosure being put over the mountainous area. Just sort of tumbling down the mountains. But yesterday I saw foreclosure from literally the foothills south of Tahoe all the way down to Kern County. All the mountains I saw foreclosure, maybe not as far up as Tahoe was. I forget the name of the counties up there, but it was kind of on the way past the National Forest, and it was huge block letters, and they were parallel to the ocean, but they were running, and it said foreclosure, and I did not understand what this meant. I was like, okay, Lord, you twice when I was up there, you said to me, foreclosure. And there is a foreclosure going on. Now, since then, there's a grand jury indictment against the supervisors of that county regarding their work programs and their financial their financial accountability, fiscal accountability, which I can tell you firsthand from people who've worked in places like the county assessor's office, etc., that, and with the building permits and so on, that it's extremely corrupt and rife with nepotism and greasing the palms of others and that are in the group. All right. A foreclosure is a legal process in which a lender attempts to recover the balance of a loan from a borrower who has stopped making payments to the lender by forcing the sale of the assets used as the collateral for the loan. All right, we'll just take that surface expression right there. This is what a foreclosure is. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and all that's in it belongs to Him. Let's look at this Psalm 24 regarding this statement. That God, the creator of the universe, it all belongs to Him, and it's just on loan. You are merely stewards. You are merely pilgrims. You are on a journey through this life and through this land. And you will be called to account for your stewardship. And therefore, you must recognize the times and seasons and what God Almighty is doing. The earth is Adonai's with all that is in it, the world and those who live there. Psalm 24, 1. The earth is Adonai's with all that is in it, the world and those who live there. Those who live there are who? Adonai's. Whether they're obedient or disobedient. For he set his foundation on the sea and established it on the rivers. Who may go up to the mountain of Adonai? Who can stand in his holy place? Those with clean hands and pure hearts, who don't make vanities the purpose of their lives or swear oaths just to deceive. Well, we see a lot of that going on. They will receive a blessing from Adonai and justice from God who saves them. Such is the character of those who seek Him, or Yaakov who seeks His face. Why do we need blessing and justice from God? Because we're dealing with those who, because of their vanity is the purpose of their life, their vain imaginations and pursuits, in this temporal life, or they're liars. They swear oaths, okay? The character, but the purpose of blessing is to receive justice from God, who will save us. Such is the character of those who seek Him, or Yahweh, who seeks your face. Lift up your heads, you gates, lift them up, everlasting doors, so that the glorious King can enter. Who is He, this glorious King? Adonai, strong and mighty, Adonai, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, you gates, lift them up, everlasting doors, so that the glorious King can enter. Who is He, this glorious King? Adonai, Tzavaot. He is the glorious King. He is the glorious one. All right, I want to look at a few more scriptures delineating clearly who belongs to what. Let me grab my other Bible over here. I have several of them out. Okay, so the one I just read out of was the complete Jewish Bible. You're completely Jew if Yeshua is king over you. The earth is the Lord's. The earth is the Lord's. And there are different oppositions. There are people who are put in authority or who have, by vanity and deception, usurped authorities. Let's look at Deuteronomy 32, verse 8. Let's start at verse 7. And this is Moses teaching. He's actually teaching out of the Song of Moses. One of was considered the Song of Moses, or he set it to a song. As it says in Deuteronomy 31:30, then Moshe spoke in the hearing of all the congregation of Israel the words of this song until they were ended. So the Song of Moses is Deuteronomy 32. And those who overcome the beast, it says, I believe in Revelation 13, are those who know the Song of Moses and the Song of the Lord. Verse 7, Deuteronomy 32, remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask your father. Okay, so first of all, there's nothing new under the sun. What has been done will be done again. It's cyclical. Cyclical. There are cycles. And cyclical times and seasons. And there are times and seasons set apart for God. So evidently, in this time, according to the astrological calendar, we are actually in the days of awe. This will be the second days of awe to Yom Kippur and Feast of Tabernacles. The first one was in September this year, but lo and behold, September, it was still summer. This time, and according to the events moving in the heavens, we are actually in the astronomical corrected times and seasons. So we have a double fall feast this year. We're doubling up, as I've said before. Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask your father in heaven, Abba, your father creator, and he will show you. Your elders, those who are over you, have wisdom and counsel that come from God, and they will tell you. When the Most High divided their inheritance to the nations, now we're talking about nations. Now that we're in the time of the days of awe, the judging of the nations, we see this usurping coming in, especially by the United Nations, because its power is being taken down and it's internally collapsed because it's built on Masonic witchcraft, Satanism, literally, Madame Blavatsky's teachings, out of the New World Order, and the ascended hierarchy of the masters, or something like that. I mean, I'm sort of familiar with the text, but it's so offensive to me, I can't go there. But it is the underpinning occult document for the United Nations. Hello, brought together the Bohemian Grove, the Union Treaty. Oh, thank you, Dianne Feinstein, for international, well, global totalitarianism. All right, so we're saying that this thing is coming down. This is our declaration those who sing the song of Moses and the song of the Lamb, okay, that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and everything that is in it, all the worlds, all the people belong to Him. We're just holding up the banner. We're just holding up the standard, the plumb line and the level, saying, you swear oaths of deception and your purposes are vanity. When He separated the sons of Adam, He set the boundaries of the people according to the number of children of Israel. Uh-huh. For the Lord's portion is His people. Okay, who's of Israel? All of Israel shall be saved. Okay, those who seek Me, He will save. They seek My justice. We're talking about justice in Psalm 24. Those who seek the Lord and His counsel. Okay, so the Lord's portion is people. All right, Jacob is the place of His inheritance. He found them in a desert land and in the wasteland, a howling wilderness. He encircled him. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of His eye, as an eagle stirs up its nest and hovers over its young. All right. This is a reflection of what is our declaration? That Jesus holds the title deed to the seals, to the scroll in Revelation chapter 1. Nobody could open this scroll. That was the title deed to the earth, except for Jesus. And He was worthy. Worthy, worthy, worthy. Worthy was the Lamb slain from the foundations of the earth. Just want to look at this one more scripture. Let's look what our inheritance is. the earth is the Lord's, who may ascend into His holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to an idol, nor sworn deceitfully. Clean hands, a pure heart, don't lift up your soul to an idol. You shall receive blessings of the Lord, which is His righteousness from the God of His salvation, the God who it saves him. This is Jacob, the generation of those who seek Him. This is Israel. Jacob, the generation of those who seek Him. There's a definition there. Who seek Your face. Right? But I really, really like the translation here. And this is my blue letter Bible. Let's go back to Psalm 24. In this version, who is this Lord of glory? It's the Lord who's going to do the battle for us. It is the Lord, those who seek His justice and righteousness. Okay, this is the promise of the Lord God Almighty to us. He is great, very, very great, very, 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 very almighty. That's why he's the mighty one. He's the mighty one of Israel. All right. So, therefore, that's what it's there for. Let's look at another scripture in Acts, which is the restoration scripture about the boundaries of the nations. And this is when Paul was speaking to the Athenians about all their gods, correct? And it was Acts 17, 23. For I was passing through and considering the objects of your worship, and I even found an altar with the inscription, "To the unknown God. Therefore, the one who you worship without knowing Him, I proclaim to you. God, who has made the world, that's Father, the Creator, and everything in it, since He is the Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made with hands, nor is He worshipped with men's hands, as though He needed anything, since He gives to all life, breath, and all things. And He has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on the face of the earth, and has determined their pre-appointed times and the boundaries of their dwelling." Okay, so that they should seek the Lord in the hope that they might grow for Him and find Him, though He is not far from each one of us. All right, This is, he's talking about God is a spirit, okay? And he's not worshiped with the things that men make in their hands. He doesn't need anything because he is the giver. He is the creator of all life, breath, and things. And he's made from one blood. How does this happen? Well, we're in the loins of Adam. We all came from Adam, the blood of Adam. Every nation of men, okay, to dwell on the face of the earth, and he has determined their pre-appointed times and the boundaries of their dwellings. He has set the boundaries of the earth in order. For what purpose? So that they should seek the Lord in the hope that they might grow for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as also some of your poets have said, for we are also his offspring. Therefore, since we are the offspring of God, we ought to not think that the divine nature is like gold or silver or stone, something shaped by art and man's devising. Truly, in these times of ignorance, God overlooked, but now commands all men everywhere to repent, because he has appointed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man, capital M, whom he has ordained. Who is this man? This son of man, the son of God. His name is Yeshua, Jesus. He has given assurance of this to all by raising him from the dead. And when they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some mocked while others said, we will hear you again on this matter. And so Paul departed from among them. However, some men joined him and believed him. Among them, Dionysius the Areopagite and a woman named Demarius and others with him. Here God clearly says who he is. Okay, and who may stand with him. Let me look at my complete Jewish Bible here. Ah, here it is. Those who stand with clean hands and pure hearts, who do not make vanities the purpose of their lives, or idols, it says. Guess what? Idols just aren't wood and stone and those kind of things. Idols are vanities, worldliness, the purposes of this life, or swear oaths just to deceive. They will receive a blessing from Adonai and justice from God who saves them. Justice from God who saves them. Wow. That is a wonderful blessing that God will save us. And Paul speaks about this, preaches about this in Acts 17. Okay, so I'm going to look in the complete Jewish Bible because I like this view and an understanding that Mr. Stern, David Stern, had. The God who made the universe and everything in it, who is the Lord of heaven and earth, does not live in man-made temples. Nor is he served by human hands, as if he lacks something, since it is he himself who gives life, breath, and everything to everyone. From one man he made every nation living on the entire surface of the earth, and he fixed the limits of their territories and the periods when they would flourish. He fixed the limit of their territories and the periods when they would flourish. God did this so that people would look for him and perhaps reach out and find him, although in fact he's not far from each one of us, for in him we live and move and exist. Indeed, as some of the poets among you have said, we are actually his children. So since we are the children of God, we shouldn't suppose that God's essence resembles gold, silver, or stone shaped by human techniques and imaginations. This is brilliant logic. Okay, so since we are in his image, we are his essence, we don't look like gold, silver, or stone. And we don't imagine our shape. Brilliant. In the past, God overlooked such ignorance. But now he is commanding all people everywhere to turn to him from their sins. For he has set a day when he will judge the inhabited world and do it justly by means of the man who he has designated. And he has given public proof of it by resurrecting this man from the dead. Saying this man, the son of man, is the son of God. And then this is a wonderful translation, really sort of brings the argument to surface from the original idea of the judgment and who will judge justly, he who has authority over all creation, Yeshua. Bless his great and holy name.